The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Getting on at the pub then, mother-in-law?
All right. He's got a sharp tongue in his head, that wolf. But I don't take no notice. I give as good as I get.
I bet you do. If there were a mudslinging contest, I'd put money on you any day.
It's only a front with wolf. He's as soft as a brush underneath. All men are, if you know how to treat them. I just tell him what I'm doing and he goes along with it.
Oh, aye.
I did tell you I had a win at bingo.
No, I don't think you mentioned
it. I did tell you, you soft ape.
I seem to have heard nowt else this past week.
Well, it's not every day you have a big win.
No likelihood of me having one, because I never go.
But it's been preying on me mind, like.
Preying on your mind? You must be short of something to worry about.
It's what do with it that's preying on me mind. How best but spend it?
Ah, see.
For one thing, I need a new carpet in sitting room, and I could do with some new curtains in bedroom. But I've come to a decision.
Oh, aye.
I shall have them things that there's out left over. What I shall do first is have a holiday.
Aye, good idea.
You really think it's a good idea, then?
Aye, of course I do. Do you good.
Right, then. It's decided. I shall come with you and Rini down Mallorca.
What?
I've allers wanted to go down Mallorca.
Hey, but steady on.
You've no need to worry. I shall pay all my own dues. It wouldn't cost you eightpence.
Oh, that's not the point.
I shall book my own flight and my hotel. I shan't put you to any trouble doing that. I've already been down travel agents, and she says there's a single room free in same hotel on same landing. I've checked it all out, so you've no need to worry at all.
But point is, I don't remember anybody asking you.
I haven't forgot that, Ray Colcliffe, but I put it behind me. I shan't hold it against you. I can see now that when you get a bit of money in your pocket, you think of all sorts of things you can spend it on. So I shall forgive you.
You'll forgive me?
I will. I shan't sulk. I'm done sulking. I shall come with you down Mallorca like a little ray of sunshine.
Nay, you wanna.
I shall, I promise. If I come, I shall be as nice as pie.
Aye, but there's point. If you come, I shall swing for thee, Connie Cartledge, afore I let you come on holiday with us.
What? But I've said I'm paying for myself.
I don't give a monkey's if you're paying for a regiment. You're not coming with us, and that's flat. And let that be an end on it.
Ray! Hey, but Ray! Well, of all the... And dear, I thought I were doing them a favour.
Hi, Dad. Oh, hello, Gran. Where's my dad?
Gone upstairs and off.
Oh, what have you been saying to him?
I were only suggesting, now I've won all this money, that I did tell you I had a win at bingo, did I?
Aye, once or twice.
Well, I suggested I went with them down Mallorca.
Gran, how could you?
I thought they'd be glad to have me. Be a bit of company for them.
I thought the whole point of them going away were to have a bit of time on their own.
Anyway, it seems as though they don't want me. Nobody wants you when you're old.
Gran.
It's true. I bet you wouldn't come on holiday with me if I asked you.
Well, that's different. I wouldn't want to go to the same places as you for a start.
You see? Nobody wants you when you're old. Old and unwanted, that's me. I shall get off home and have a lonely cup of tea.
Gran.
Old and unwanted.
Oh, heck.
Is she gone, eh? Stupid old bat. Fancy expecting cumbias. Did you hear all that?
She told me. Old and unwanted.
Trouble is, by the time it gets round to Rini, it'll be a different story and I shall get it in the neck.
Hello, Mum. How'd you get on?
Are you sure you shouldn't have been school?
Mum, you know it's Potter's. And anyway, I'm revising. They let you stay at home when you're revising.
You tell me out.
And you tell me nout. How did you get on at that advisory place? Did you find it all right?
Oh, that were no trouble. Finding it were no trouble.
So, how'd you get on?
Load of codswallop.
Oh, Mum.
It were. She started off all nice and welcoming, offered me a cup of coffee, and I were good. I had my flask with me and I thought, shall I splash a drop in? And then I thought, no, best not. Better make a good impression.
Mum, you're priceless.
She says, we're not here to make judgments. I thought, just as well, else I should be straight out that door. She goes on a bit about this and that, and then she says, why are you using alcohol? I says, what do you mean, using alcohol? You use a brush or a duster, you don't use alcohol.
I can see what she was getting at, though.
Well, I couldn't. I started getting ratty with you, and give her a due. She tried real hard, and I dare say, under other circumstances, I should have found her a really nice person.
Oh, Mum, what did you do?
Now, so terrible, don't get worked up. But eventually, she says, what I'm trying to get at, Mrs. Steele, is why do you drink? I says, I've not come here to answer stupid questions. I drink for get drunk. What else? And I got up and I walked out.
I should have come with you.
Wouldn't have made no difference.
What'll she think?
She can think what she likes. Don't bother me what she thinks. I shan't go there again.
But, Mum, don't you want to give up drinking?
No. Why should I? I enjoy it.
Everybody enjoys a glass now and then, but not the rate you go. You're making yourself ill.
You know nought about it, so shut up and let's have an end of it. If you must talk, talk about something else.
Look, Damien, you don't understand these financial matters.
You're saying I'm stupid or summit?
Well, could you tell difference between a straight mortgage and an endowment mortgage? Right off, just like that.
What's that got to do with that?
I tell you, it's real complicated. I didn't understand it all at first. Otherwise, I wouldn't have made promises.
But you did make promises. You promised me auntie could have this house. And I told me mum, they were all dead chuffed. And now they've come down on me like a ton of bricks.
Well, I'm sorry. You made me promise afore I were ready. Afore I'd gone into it. If you hadn't twisted me arm...
Never!
Yeah, you did and all. But anyway, I've got no option. I've got to let it to them as can pay most.
Just like every other landlord.
Can't your auntie get out somewhere else? Can't council help her?
She wants to stay near me dad in case of trouble. Can't you buy another house for me, auntie?
Do you think I'm made of money?
There's one empty in the next street. I pass it on me paper round. It's not as big as this and it's in a foul state, but if it were done up...
Have you been breaking and entering?
It were broke already. Window were broke afore I got there. And I only went in for have a look round. I didn't do any damage, I promise you.
You want to watch that kind of curiosity, young Damien? Police might not believe you like I do. Whereabouts do you say this house is?
Okay then, that's me finished for today. I'll be off.
Yeah.
But incidentally, did I tell you I had a win at bingo, Wilf?
No. When were that then?
I have told you. You're pulling me leg.
Connie, if you've told me once, you've told me a dozen times. You never stop telling me.
Well, it's not every day you have a big win. I shall go abroad.
Ah, well, sounds like a good idea.
So I've made me mind up. I shall go at the end of July for a fortnight.
End of July? That's when Ray's going. He's taking his missus to Mallorca.
Oh, really?
Now, don't tell me you didn't know. Your own daughter.
I must have forgot.
I can't manage in pub without both on you. Can't you go a bit later when Ray's back?
No, I'm sorry. I can see you'll have problems, but I've made my mind up. Oh. That's when I'm going.
Oh, heck.
Did you go see that house then, Mark?
I might have done.
You said you would.
Listen, Damien, you're running me. I'm doing you a favour, kid, so stop badgering me.
I just wanted to know so I could tell me auntie.
Yeah. I went and I had a peek at it, and as you say, it's a bit of a pigsty. But there don't seem out much structural wrong with it, apart from a couple of broken windows.
Did you go inside and have a look round?
No, I did not. I looked at it from outside and maybe a quick peep through a window or two.
So, will you buy it?
You don't know what you're asking.
I haven't been in my own bedroom for weeks now. I'm fed up of sleeping on couch downstairs. And last night, my dad came in late from work and forgot I were there and sat on me.
Who got the biggest shock? You or him?
It wasn't funny. It hurt. And I kicked him, so he hit me. And then my mum started yelling at us and baby started screaming. And then neighbours were banging on wall. And my auntie started crying and saying she were going and she'd sleep rough on streets rather than cause all that trouble.
You can't let her do that. I tried it and it's no joke.
My mum's at her wit's end.
Look, I'll see what I can do. I want to promise. Do you understand? I'm not promising, but I'll do my best. Go and tell your auntie I'm doing my best.
Tarmac, you're the greatest.
I've not done it yet. I hope I've got the right number. Hello? Can you put me through to Mrs. Pritchard? Mark Colclough. Oh, hello, Mrs. Pritchard. About that proposition you mentioned.
Hello? Anybody in?
Who is it?
It's me, Connie. Whatever's happened?
Out! I was just having a bit of a blurt.
Well, shall I go and let you get on with it? Or shall I stop and make you a cup of tea?
Stop and make us a cup of tea.
I were hoping you'd say that. I've been sat on me own for the last hour, twiddling me thumbs.
I've been sat on me own and all. I don't had to go down library for a book.
Where do you keep your tea bags?
In cupboard, just above kettle. There's a teapot on side and there should be some milk in the fridge.
I'll sort them things out when kettle's boiled. I brought some cream puffs. Do you fancy one now?
Oh, it's years since I had a cream puff.
I always like one when I'm feeling low. I know I shouldn't. You should hear Irene go on at me. She'd blow a top if she could see us now. So, what brought tears on then?
Oh, not really.
Were it dawn? Been getting in bother again?
No. It won't have Dawn. She's a good lassie's Dawn. Turned over a new leaf at school she has, swatting for her exams. Wish I'd had her chances.
So what worried? Tell me to keep my nose out if you like.
Oh, I were chatting with a woman this morning.
Aye.
And she says, why do you drink?
What? She just come out with it, just like that. Who was she?
Nobody you'd know.
I should hope not. What a cheek.
Anyhow, it got me thinking. Asking me same question. And the answer I've come up with is because I'm so bloody lonely.
Aye. You're a widow like me. You've been used to a man about the house. Somebody to clean for. Don't you see much point cleaning a place for your son?
He were always that appreciative, you know. He'd come home when I'd been cooking and he'd say, ooh, that smells nice. Just little things, and they'd say, oh, that's a well-ironed shirt. He took notice, and I miss it. Not to mention being in a cold bed every night.
Well, you're lucky to have Dawn. I've got nobody.
But it's not the same, Connie. You've got to admit, it's not the same. They take things for granted, do kids. And how long have I got her anyway? She'll be off out of the nest before I know where I am.
Aye, it's true. They get married and then they dunno want you. I had an example of that only today.
I tell you, I'm that miserable sometimes. I feel like killing me then.
Nay, you wanna say that.
It's true. That's why I drink. If I didn't drink me then unconscious most nights, I should kill me then. And that's long and short of it.
We can't have that. Us widows should stick together. Look, I've just had an idea. Come on, cheer up. And listen what I've got to say.
Well, go on then. Say something as'll make me laugh.
You know that win I had at Bingo?
Shall I ever forget?
Well, I've decided to spend it on a holiday. A real proper holiday. You know, abroad. I'd look at a hotel I fancied, but anyhow, if you don't choose a particular hotel, if you agree to take potluck, go where they put you, it don't cost as much. I reckon I could afford to take two on us.
You are? Both? Go together? On holiday?
Aye. I'm not offering to pay for your booze, though.
Where are you planning to go?
Mallorca, end of July. Will you come with me?
Joyce Holliday wrote today's episode of The Coal Cloughs, which was devised by Tony Perrin. The serial's been created and produced independently by Mike Hopwood.
The Coal Cloughs return with another episode on Monday.